This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll now come to order. Thank you for being here today, and also a greeting this morning to our listeners online. Just a reminder for you and for myself that cell phones need to be turned off, and anybody that's testifying, please sign up in the back of the room. At this time, Mr. Secretary, I knew I was going to do that. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bartles.
Here.
Davis.
Excuse.
Dennert.
Excused.
Deutsch. Healy.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Kainz.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Ms. Gimmons?
Here.
Mortensen?
Here.
Odenbach?
Here.
Soy? Stevens?
Here.
Peterson? Greenfield?
Here. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And we do have a quorum. We'll go on with the approval of the minutes from Monday. We have a motion to approve the minutes by Representative Jensen, second by Representative Mortensen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? They are approved. At this point in time, we will introduce our page of the day. If you would come forward, please. Two pages. There's one in the back. Come forward, please. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and any possible future plans. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I'm Lawson Santoma from Ipswich, and I'm hoping to be an audio engineer in the future.
I'm Patience Swift. I'm from Burke, and I plan to go to Frontier School of the Bible after high school.
Very good. Thank you. We are going to be having some changes made today in our calendar. I think that what we'll do first is take our proponent testimony. We'll flip down to the bottom and go with House Bill 1064. Proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Committee. I do have a few comments I'd like to make, but first, some of you already know, I am recommending to the committee to table, House Bill 1064. But with that being said, I would like to make just a few comments to not to make an excuse for why I did this, but the reasoning behind it. The bill, if we would have gone forward, we would have changed the dates and the bill from July 1st, 2022 to 21, and then ending on June 30, 22, rather than 23. That was an error on my part. But anyway, what we had originally thought is that we could find, or that there would be one-time money, federal money, available to hold harmless those school districts that had a decrease in the fall of 2021 in enrollment, and that did have a negative effect on approximately 10 school districts. And through this process, working with my local Mitchell School District, Dr. Graves, when we worked through this, knew what effect it had on the Mitchell School District, and then others surfaced, thought, okay, if we could hold harmless one more year, kind of give them some stability, because the pandemic, whether we like it or not, still has a negative effect. Decisions were made in some school districts to do certain things, and this is not a, I don't want to get into a debate with anyone as it relates to do we have a mask, don't we have a mask, and all this kind of stuff. However, the pandemic did have an impact on a number of school districts, including the school districts that in the past were really quite stable. And I can speak for the Mitchell School District, coming from a banking industry, I say, well-managed. They get what they're doing. They do a great job. But this pandemic really pitted one side against the other. And so because of that, the enrollments changed dramatically. The other thing, and you probably have noticed and heard that Senator John Thune, I think along with a senator from Minnesota, I believe, introduced at the federal level impact aid and concept. This is much what we're trying to do here at the federal level. And so that's the premise of why we wanted to do what we're going to do. But I also knew, and we, when I say we, I want to say, because there's a lot of stakeholders that we were talking with, we knew that what we weren't going to do is we weren't going to reach in and ask for general funds. That just wasn't going to happen. So when we, along with BFM and DOE, we met with them, and it was determined that there was a fiscal impact, and that there isn't, at this point, there isn't any federal stimulus money, if we want to call it that, available to help us out here. So for that reason, Madam Chair, I'm asking the committee to table this bill.
Thank you, Representative, for your comments on that. And I will ask, will anybody want to make a motion? Representative Bartles?
I move to table the House bill.
Okay, there's a motion to table the bill. Second. Okay, and there's a second by Representative Jensen. Do we have to all in favor?
Roll call.
We have to do a roll call on that. So, Mr. Secretary, if you'd call the roll, please.
Representatives Bartles.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Denner excused. Deutsch excused. Healy.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kintz.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Ms. Gimmons.
Aye.
Mortensen.
Aye.
Odenbach.
Aye.
Soy.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye. So with that, House Bill 1064 has been tabled. We're going to be moving on to back up to the top of the calendar to House Bill 1024. House Bill 1024 will now take proponent testimony. Revise and repeal certain provisions regarding self-support tuition rates at off-campus locations governed by the Board of Regents. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Brian Maher. I'm the Executive Director and CEO of the South Dakota Board of Regents. I'll start with, what does this bill do? House Bill 1024 removes statutory references to self-support tuition rates that are associated with the delivery of public university coursework at the university centers in Sioux Falls and Rapid City. It maintains authority for the setting of tuition and fee rates with the Board of Regents as provided in South Dakota Codified Law 1353-6. So why is this necessary? Self-support tuition rates essentially originated as rates charged to non-traditional students who do not attend classes on campus. This special self-support tuition rate, which includes costs of instruction and delivery for the off-campus course, was set because these courses were not supported by the legislature through appropriations of state general funds, hence the term self-support rate. During the work of Senate Bill 55, an in-depth review and analysis of the use of these centers made it clear that those locations could not be fully utilized when their course pricing outpaced that of the market. Plans for increased utilization at the Community College for Sioux Falls involves the movement of course instruction from multiple leased facilities to the CCSF location. Those courses are currently offered at a rate less than self-support, and by simply transferring the delivery location, students would be subject to a higher tuition rate. The Black Hills State University at Rapid City campus, those plans include an aggressive expansion of their associate's degree in applied science program to improve the pipeline into the SDSU nursing program for West River. Currently, self-support rates at BHRC make recruitment to that program a significant challenge. Failure to obtain flexibility in pricing at the centers will handicap the Board of Regents' ability to utilize those locations more fully, as recommended by the Senate Bill 55 Task Force. So what has changed? During the 2021 legislative session, Senate Bill 27 was passed, which removed the self-support tuition rate requirement for courses taught at all other Regental locations except for those two centers. Removing the statutory differentiation of a self-support rate at the centers in Sioux Falls and Rapid City provides the Board of Regents with the necessary flexibility to set rates accordingly. Without passage of this bill, the planning for increased center usage that was part of Senate Bill 55 will likely not come to fruition. We urge your favorable vote to pass House Bill 1024, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Dr. Maher. Other proponent testimony? Proponent testimony for House Bill 1024. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Jennifer Staley on behalf of the South Dakota Nurses Association, and for the reasons that Dr. Maher was just laying out with regard to the nursing program and how that differential in tuition is impacting our ability to fully use those facilities and to help us address the nursing shortage in the state, the Nurses Association would ask you for support of this bill as well.
Thank you very much. Proponent testimony continues on House Bill 1024. Seeing no other proponent testimony, we'll move on to opponent testimony. Obviously, there's no opponent testimony, so we'll waive the rebuttal and we'll close this portion and move on to committee questions. Question, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question for Dr. Maher, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I think the provision that you're asking to be repealed predated me and it predated you. I think it was maybe 20 years ago where they set, when they established the university centers and wanted them to be self-supporting, it was because they were standalone university centers. There was a cooperative effort. But what I understand, and I understand the reason for that at the time, what I'm understanding is the mission and the structure has changed over time, and so the new structure and the new purpose or mission doesn't really allow for the same tuition structure that you had in the past. Am I understanding that correctly?
Madam Chair, I think that's really, really well stated. The times have changed. I think the self-support rate, when it was implemented, had its merit, and we're certainly not here to say that never should have happened. But things like distance learning and other changes have rendered those points moot at this point, and now we've got a structure that just really doesn't make sense anymore. I think you stated it better than I did.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing there are no further questions, then we'll move on to committee discussion or action.
Madam Chair, I move due pass.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor, due pass, by Representative Morton, a second by Representative Davis. Any discussion on that, Representative Mortensen?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the Regents and the folks who worked on Senate Bill 55 for bringing this forward. It's not very often that we get a chance to cut tuition rates and make higher education a little bit more affordable in this state. For the reasons that Dr. Maher stated, that's a perfectly common sense position now, particularly given that we did the same, which is brought tuition rates to parity for folks who are online, you know, taking classes remotely. So this bill makes a lot of sense and actually makes a real impact for making college a little bit more affordable for kids in this state. I think it's a really good thing.
Thank you. Any other comments? Further comments? Okay, so there is a motion then to pass House Bill 1024, and it's been seconded. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bartles.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Dennard excused. Deutsch excused. Healy.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kintz.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Ms. Gimmons.
Aye.
Mortensen.
Aye.
Odenbach.
Aye.
Soy.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye. So, with that, House Bill 1024 has now passed. any further follow-up on that? Okay.
Go to consent, Madam Chair.
I'm guessing that we can put it on consent if that's agreeable to everyone.
So moved.
Okay. With that, then, does everybody agree to that? Is there any dissension? Okay, so House Bill 1024, we'll move to consent then. Thank you. We are looking at, and I say looking at, moving on to Senate Bill 71. Our prime sponsors are both ill today, and so they have asked for a deferment. So at this point in time, though, I'm going to ask, is there any out-of-town testimony regarding Senate Bill 71, revise certain provisions related to the Partners in Education Tax Credit Program? Any out-of-town testifiers? Okay, then we will move, and I will ask that my intern respond to whether there's some online testimony from people that maybe wouldn't be able to participate remotely next week. Okay, so they must have all been informed. So I guess we will defer Senate Bill 71 until next week. Well,
you get to decide.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 71 will be referred to or deferred till next week. So here we all are. Bright and early in the morning, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this committee. There's a motion by Representative Healy to adjourn. Second. Representative Stevens has made a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.